I, Charles Gunke Taylor, never, ever, at any time, knowingly assist Foti Sanko in the invasion of Sierra Leone.
That's the voice of Charles Taylor, former president of Liberia, on trial, hearing a verdict right now in a war crimes trial in The Hague in front of the International Criminal Court. Taylor faces 11 charges in all, 5 counts of war crimes, 5 counts of crimes against humanity, and 1 count of recruiting and using child soldiers. Tens of thousands of lives were lost in the war that he encouraged and sponsored. Thousands of young men had limbs hacked off. Kids were sent into battle high on dope. Girls turned into soldiers, sex slaves. We're going to turn now to Elizabeth Ohini, former Africa editor for the BBC, who interviewed Charles Taylor on many occasions, now an Africa policy analyst in Ghana. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Tim.
Also joining us, Lynn Fawcett in Utah, author of Crimes Against Humanity, a memoir that details a life lived alongside Charles Taylor in the late 1990s. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
Elizabeth, let me start with you, if I might. Why is this trial so important? Charles Taylor is the first head of state to be brought before the International Criminal Court on war crimes. But why is it so important in the broader context? What does it mean for subsequent leaders?
Well, everybody is watching it very keenly on the entire African continent, and particularly in the sub-region of West Africa. And, of course, and then in Sierra Leone in particular, and Liberia in particular. Because Charles Taylor, from the last days of 1989 all the way to 2003, when he stood down he was forced to stand down as president of Liberia, had wielded enormous influence around the continent. You recall that this was a time of many wars and a lot of unrest in the sub-region, and he was at the center of most of it, starting from Liberia, spilling on to Sierra Leone, and then later on Ivory Coast and all these places. So everybody is watching it. Plus, of course, the African leaders are not so sure about this business of one of the an African leader being tried in an international court of justice. People are saying, will another one of them be the next one, or there's another group that says, why is it only an African leader that is being tried? Haven't other people done other things? So everybody is watching it very keenly.
All right,
what about the?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let me stop you there so I can get Lynn Fawcett in here. Lynn, you spent plenty of time around Charles Taylor, the man, and you saw some of the atrocities that he and his men were capable of. Do you have, from your personal experience, any trouble believing the charges against him in front of the War Crimes Court?
Not at all. I didn't know Charles Taylor personally, but I lived along the border area, and I was witness to AFL soldiers, to RUF soldiers, and to the crimes that they did. Right in the village where I lived, there were soldiers, and they committed rapes, beatings, pillagings, you know, the whole gamut. And I've been watching the proceedings, and you know, Charles Taylor's denial of the obvious is almost ludicrous. It makes me laugh.
Lynn, let me stop you there if I might, because I'm just hearing in my ear that we have a verdict in the case. Charles Taylor has been found guilty in front of the International Criminal Court on counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Just briefly, Elizabeth Ohini, we have just a couple of seconds. Charles Taylor guilty. Can I have your reaction?
Well, that is something. I think that there are many people in Sierra Leone and in Liberia who say, thank God.
Thank God, they say. That's the initial reaction, and probably millions of people share it. That's Elizabeth Ohini, African editor for the BBC, who interviewed Charles Taylor on many occasions. We were also joined briefly, and I apologize, Lynn, by Lynn Fawcett, author of Crimes Against Humanity, a memoir detailing the life of Charles Taylor. Again, Charles Taylor found guilty in The Hague of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The verdict issued just seconds ago.